Please stay on the line and the next available representative will be with you momentarily. This call may be recorded for quality assurance purposes.
Hello? Hello, hello?
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, you can hear me now?
Yeah.
Okay, okay. All right, good deal. All right, so whenever you just called, what script popped up? Does it say, like, 404 file?
It didn't say anything.
Okay, okay. I was just making sure that you didn't call up under, but you selected the outbound one?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right. Good deal. All right. So I know the last time we talked, you got that. Remember when I sent that recap email? It was just kind of just saying that we spoke. Let me see. I think it was you messaged me and you were like, that's just a recap email. Because I know when we spoke over Teams, I told you that it was going to be documented, but it wasn't. It was just like a recap email. So I meant to get back to you on that and just tell you that it wasn't being documented, that that was just basically a recap email saying that we spoke about this teach quality calls.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, so this one, we're going to go ahead and since there's no saves being offered, we are going to document this one, which is going to be a developmental coaching. It's the very first step. You get about six of those. But so this is the very first step for not offering saves. And then I did see where you were marked off for like minor infractions on your QA where you just wasn't given product knowledge. They got one for not offering product knowledge, not asking about the ad, and then you didn't brand the call. And there was about three of those where they're saying you didn't brand it. What they mean is like the end of the phone call, if you have to say thank you for calling customer support to end that phone call. You can't just be like, okay, have a good day, bye, or like, have a good one. I know there was one where you was just like, the lady was like, have a good day, and you were like, you too, and it was over. I know that that can be kind of tricky at the end of the phone call, so just make it a habit that at the end of each call, if the customer hangs up, though, before you can say anything, then, of course, that's not your fault. You can't do nothing, but just make sure if you have the time to say thank you for calling customer support, make sure you brand in each call as that at the end of it, or they'll mark 10 points off for that.
Okay.
So then again, for your QA, so mainly this is just make sure you're offering all the amount of saves on your call. So even if it's the same day purchase, if they just called in shipping and handling, the only way you can only offer one save is if they just want to cancel one product. But if they're wanting to cancel two, then you'll have to offer all three saves. And then the Brandon, there was three of those. Like I said, make sure that you're always Brandon the cause. Thank you for calling customer support, and you're asking about the ad. I can send you a list of the campaigns where you have to ask about the ad, just so that you could probably make a note to yourself beside your computer or beside your laptop, just so that until you get real familiar with it. And also, do you have two screens, or are you just working with one screen?
I just have one screen.
Okay. Yeah, that has a lot to do with it, too, because, like, working in-house, you know, you have two screens, so you can keep the script pulled up on one, and then you have your account on the other, so then you can look to see if it's in bold print, you know, to ask about the ad, because
mm-hmm.
It's always going to be at the top of the script. So just always make sure you're checking that script page, too, so that you know if you have to ask about the ad or not on that call. Even if you forget at the end, you can still ask at the very end of it. It may be a little awkward, but just kind of be like, hey, we just want to know where you've seen the advertisement at. And if they don't want to tell you or nothing, at least you asked. You know, at least you did your part. So then again, this is basically, the last one was just like a recap email saying if anything happens, we'll have to document it. So this time it's going to be documented, which is just only going to be a developmental coaching. I think I went over the steps with you on how that works last time, but just real quick, I just want to review over it real quick, how it works. Can you see my screen?
Oh, okay. One second.
Okay. I was going to say, you probably have to click back on our messages, and that's usually how you can look at the screen.
Yeah, I see it.
Okay. All right. So let me just, I'm just going to pull up somebody, another agent, because you don't have anything in here yet. All right. Okay, can you see this part?
Yeah, I can see that one.
Okay, good deal. All right, so basically it's just going to go under production. So your very first step is going to be developmental coaching. These are all in order except for the developmental coaching one. So the developmental coaching goes first. Then if you get another call where you don't offer saves, you'll go to a coaching and counseling. Then it goes to a verbal. Then it'll go to a written. And then it goes to probation. So basically this one's just out of whack. It should be at the very top up there. And then that's the order it'll go through. I usually don't have any issues with you on any of this, though, so just make sure that one phone call that you think QA is not going to pull, they're probably going to pull it. So just offer the saves. I mean, just do your part, and you shouldn't have anything worried about going forward with anything else. Do you have any questions regarding, like, the CIO or anything while we're still on the phone? I know that can be kind of confusing sometimes.
I can't think of nothing right now, but I did have something earlier.
Okay, well, if you think of it and you want to call me, or if you just want to write it in Teams, just let me know, and I can just call you through Teams or whatever, and we can go over it.
Okay.
All right, cool. But do you have any other questions for me?
No, ma'am.
Okay, well, I hope you enjoy the rest of your shift, and just reach out to me if you need me.
Okay, thank you, Sarah.
Okay, you're welcome.
Bye. Man off mute.